Do you struggle with keeping on top of dinners? Is life really busy, but you still want to eat great food? Well, you've come to the right place. Join myself and David as we help you with easy everyday food, recipes made simple, tips and tricks, and we'll answer your culinary questions with lots of laughs along the way. Welcome to the Sarah Butler at Home podcast.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's the Sarah Butler at Home podcast. It is episode 50.
Happy 50th, David.
I brought balloons.
You're very prepared. I brought nothing. Only a sore hip.
But you brought yourself. And that's the most important thing.
That's it.
Now, before we get into the podcast, can we just say we're a little bit late with releasing this podcast. And that is simply because the name of this podcast is Sarah Butler at Home. But in fact, the last place you've been in the last few days is at home.
Yeah, but I've been very little at home.
Yeah.
I did a lot of batch cooking on Thursday because I knew I wouldn't be at home.
I'm going to have to try and keep her awake now because the eyelids are heavy.
No, it's all a lot of adrenaline now this week.
And it's all coming out. So we'll start with Friday.
So Friday was the Mayo Business Award. So that was back in Westport and that went great, but I didn't win.
So I set the place on fire.
So I set the place on fire.
Called them all names.
Told them the food was shite and I want nothing to
be part of it. Proper tantrum. Flung your shoe at them and, you know, the size of your shoe that took out six.
No, it was a lovely morning. So that was Friday. And then I was home.
Hold on now. You see, you were way too fast again.
I don't want to go talking. It's no.
Like, I know, but it's, we need to establish. So you were there because you were nominated for an award, as was lots of businesses from around the place.
Yes.
But it was a chance to network, meet people, talk about stuff, be in the same room for the first time in 2.5 years.
What was funny, actually? I met a couple of people that I would talk to online on Instagram. One guy in particular, who there's no pictures of him because he has a product. So it's his product, it's his page. And I had like a way older person in my head. I had like a 50-year-old man. This guy's like 25. I was like, oh my God. So I met lots of people and home then at like 3 o'clock, all dressed up, hair done, makeup done, going, okay.
What do I do now?
What do I do now?
What did you do?
I just put my tracksuit on and wash my makeup off. I made the dinner.
When I met you on the Tuesday, Wednesday, you were trying to select a pair of shoes.
Oh God, yeah. I got a box of shoes from the shoe shop. Then I changed my dress and the panic of it all. Why did I bother my arse? I should have gone in my tracksuit. But we got sorted. So that was Friday. And then Saturday was Mayo Day.
So Saturday, for anybody who's listening, was yesterday, which is traditionally the Saturday of the Maybank holiday weekend, where people from Mayo celebrate being from Mayo, and we call it Mayo Day. Now, as part of Mayo Day, there was rain, but apart from the rain, there was a lot of different things happening in the county town yesterday. So for people, again, who are outside Mayo, who don't know what the nerds were talking about, there was, we'll say, live music show, there was other stuff with animals.
Yeah.
And snakes.
Bees and falcons.
Bees,
and snakes and
owls,
cars and
that kind of stuff. And then there was a food village. And as part of that food village, you were there.
I was there. It was great. They had like these cool tents and proper kitchen set up. Now, they did ask me, would I do cookery demos? I was like, no way. Not a notion am I doing that in front of people where I can't like curse or shit, I've just burnt that. It's much easier to do at home on my own in front of my phone. So I said, no, but I'll talk on the panel. So I felt very important that I was on a panel. I don't think I've been on a panel ever in my life.
Oh, wow, okay, yeah, wow. I think I heard... When I heard them talking up what was going to be happening, they said there's going to be a food panel and they talked through some of the people that were going to be on that panel. And the person who was discussing this said, and there will be, I have to get this right now, Sarah Butler, who, as we all know, is a social media... Oh, God.
What? Where did you hear this? I didn't hear this.
Are you
taking the piss now?
No, I'm not. Social media. Sensation.
Really?
And I went, a little bit sick came into my mouth.
And was this on the radio?
A little bit sick.
Shut up. Where did you hear it? I didn't hear that.
Social media.
I am sensational. If you don't know that by now. I'm frigging winging life. That's what I'm doing. Did they really say that?
I'd love to bring that person in to say social media. You want to see what I'm faced with today? Social media sensation, me whole.
No. Jesus, I'll have to get a right notion about myself now, won't I? Don't you know I'm a social media sensation?
Maybe they didn't call you sensation. Maybe it was something else. Maybe it was just...
There's a queue in Tesco. I need to go to the top. I am a social media sensation. And just play the clip, record it.
Oh, yeah, just, I will put you on the internet and I will destroy your tiny life.
That's so funny. But yeah, no, they just asked me about the book and it was lovely. So,
any awkward questions?
No, in fairness, because the first guy...
he
has
brewer?
A restaurant in
oh, restaurant?
Kong.
Oh.
Really lovely, like, foodie people. So he was just talking about the restaurant trade and in Mayo. And I was sitting there going, oh, shite.
No.
They're going to start asking me about import, export, restaurant, food, Mayo. I don't know what I'm going to be talking about. Luckily,
shouting at them, at home. I'm at home, not out.
So luckily he asked me all about my book and my page and how did it all happen and how did the book happen and the hacking and everything.
Oh, you must tell us that, Stuart.
Yeah. Shut up. I didn't know he was going to ask me about it.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
But in fairness, you fairly know that full story. I mean, we got a full 49 podcasts out of that.
Very important part of my story.
It's an exciting time. There's my blower again. Who would have thought we were, you know, who would have thought we got to 50? Who would have thought we got to 5?
Anyway. I tell you, we're doing good. So that was that. Then there was a lady from Mayo Tourism and a guy who was a vet who changed his career to become a brewer.
Oh, yes.
And then there was an artist who now makes balsamic vinegars. So, yeah, it was cool.
Oh, because we were up in the... I was up in the food hall and we got candy floss.
Tastes like bubblegum.
Bubblegum candy floss. Yeah. I don't know because the young fella ate it all in seconds.
A little bit of it.
Yeah. Then he was wiry.
Yeah.
Woo! Wiry! Did you have a taste? Because I was... Look, balsamic vinegar, is that local product?
Yeah. And do you know what he was saying? He was like, it's so mad. You know, he had these experts over and they were tasting. They were like, salt, can taste salt. And he was like, no, there's no salt in it. But it's the breeze,
yeah,
the
salty
sea
air.
Breeze coming in.
Yeah, that's what they always reckon this. If you get, we'll say, a lamb that's reared beside the coast, it will have a salty flavour to it.
Yeah, that's
salty
mad.
Beef.
There you go.
Salty, salty. What else do you know? Oh, yes, now we're not even finished, lads. We're not even finished because we went to the award ceremony on Friday. We did Mayo Day yesterday on part of a panel, very important social media
very
sensation.
Sensation. I think we need to change the name of the podcast to Sarah's Sensational Show.
And then today, which is the Sunday of the bank holiday weekend, you were part of the mini marathon.
Yeah, took an ocean.
To do...
They actually sent me t-shirts. They said, here, sir, can we send you some t-shirts to give us a shout out? And I was like, of course I will. And then I got the t-shirts.
What size?
Like,
what size of the t-shirt?
It's actually a medium. Smart.
So go on, 10K.
So yeah, they sent me to you. And I was like, do you know, I did it twice. Excuse me. Remind me to talk to you about almond milk. It's not working. It's not working out. That's why I'm kind of chesty. Anyways. Registered myself and Grace for the 10K and said, I'm going to do this. I had done it when she was a baby and when she was about 4. And I did it. I'm very proud of myself that I managed. I really thought now I'd be ringing Dermacone here. Come out the Turner Road and I'll jump
I'm
in
the bush.
Car. No, we didn't run the whole thing. We kind of ran walk.
Ran walk, yeah.
Yeah, it was brilliant.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Run, walk, run. So 10K.
My hip is absolutely...
On fire.
Frigged, like. It's frigged, my hip.
Yeah.
No, it was my knees before, but now it's my right hip, but that's the bad hip. That's the hip I used to fall a lot on off horses.
Oh, yeah.
Which is bad.
It's not good.
It's the clickety one. I can pop it in and out.
Oh, Jesus.
But I did it anyways, and I got over the finish line.
What about... I disappeared for a second there. The shock of you finishing a 10K made my microphone stop working.
You didn't think I'd be able to do it. You were slagging me during the week going, oh, you can't believe you're going to do the 10K. Oh, I'm sensational, don't you know? I could do anything.
And your time was quite good.
Yeah.
And it's...
Quite good, says the Mr. 10K.
Well, I don't walk. I just run the whole thing myself. What I do actually is every now and then I would, instead of, you know, the way you walk,
yeah.
What I do is I run and then I stop.
Okay.
And then I stop my watch.
Do you?
And then
I
run again.
That's totally cheating, David. Oh my God, you're such a cheat.
Although I've improved again, so I'm touching wood. Things are all right. Cool. I managed a 10K last week and I managed 7K last Thursday and I felt not 100%, but all right.
Yeah. Oh, I thought I was going to pass out when I got over the thing. And then you're running and everyone's cheering you on. You're like, oh, I'm going to puke. And
they're all going, there's the sensation.
Sensation. They call your name and everything because you're chipped. Oh, so yeah. So when you go over, they're like, Sarah Butler. Yeah. The sensation. Shit, I should have registered as Sarah.
I hope that sticks. I really hope that sticks and that somebody says it to you. Oh, there's a sensation. A friend of mine did a half marathon last weekend. The weekend before this weekend. And
how many miles is that?
It's a half marathon. Full marathon's 42 kilometres, so half, 21 kilometres.
And do they run the whole thing in one go? Yeah, like, or do they have a snooze?
No, they don't stop. No, there's no siesta. They keep going. Oh God, and he had to drive from Wexford back to Mayo afterwards, which I thought was the most difficult part of it. But he was saying that because he went from like 5k to 21k in just a matter of weeks.
Yeah.
And he was saying that
he's
the last...
He's
a running sensation, yeah. The last couple of K, he said that he was out. He was out. You know that feeling where you just... I call it, it's get me home.
Yeah.
It's just, you run into, oh, get me home. And he said for the last two, but he all his energy food had all run out and he was just gone. He needed one of those gels or something.
Jarvis actually met us at the Heart Bar. He's like, here, jellies. And he gave Grace, like, ran past him and then ran back and took a load of jellies. And I was like, I don't want jellies. I'm nearly home now.
Yeah, when you're cycling, the first time I ever did a big cycle, big cycle, a guy cycled up behind me and he put some fruit pastilles in the back of my jersey.
Mm.
And he said, you will need those. I didn't know this. But so they do fruit pastilles, little bursts of, yeah,
well,
all the time.
Well, now I'm saying that, she took off like a march hare. I'm deliriously tired. It's been far too much out for me.
Too much fresh
towards
air.
Towards the finish line, I was like, look at your one gone.
Yeah, it gives you that little bit of boost.
From the jelly babies.
Mm. Turned out when I was cycling, I started actually being the only person in the world who would cycle 100 kilometres and put on weight.
Beg Chris.
Need a mouth bar.
Two things on your head. The two cans of Coke with the straws come into your mouth.
Oh, I feel great. I was actually, I would be fine when I was cycling on my own, but when I was cycling in with company or doing a charity cycle, I would put on weight because I would eat so much as we were going on, because we would stop and sandwiches and soup. It's a great day out. Like, and actually, I didn't do the pink ribbon cycle this year. I will do it next year. This was my first year not doing it in 10 years or 11 years.
He didn't get caught sensational, so he's had a dirty protest.
Do you know what a dirty protest is?
No, what? I'm not doing it anymore.
Okay, no. A dirty protest.
Oh, it's where somebody just
flings their poo.
Okay.
Nobody wants me to do a dirty protest.
No, definitely not.
Let's talk about food. By the way, welcome everybody. Welcome to episode 50.
Welcome.
It's the Sarah Butler at Home podcast. Sarah's over there, half asleep. And David's over here. He's sound because he didn't do anything. And we're going to start this week with, after 50 episodes, we're finally talking about fish. Did you just yawn?
I tried to yawn without opening my mouth. It's actually really hard. Fish pie. I made a gorgeous fish pie. And a lot of people ask me for fish on my page, but I got poisoned. I know we've talked about this before. Poisoned shellfish about 20 years ago. And it was like immediately within 5 minutes, I was like, oh God, there's something very wrong here. So I had to go home. I was sick as a pig and it kind of put me off fish. But I found a lovely local fisherman who has fresh fish and I got lovely cod during the week. So I poached it in some cream.
I was just going to say, cod is a great entry point for fish.
It's really mild. Yeah, and a lot of people don't like cooking fish because it's smelly. So
and the texture, yeah.
Poaching is a great way. And he'll skin it and do chop it up for you, so you literally don't have to touch it if you don't
want
to.
And bones is another thing that people are afraid of. Yeah. Bones and fish is something that I remember the haddock as a small kid going, oh, no, not the bones. Yeah. So they'll take the bones out for you.
Yeah. So it's perfect. And it cooks so quickly, like 8 minutes and it's done. So I poach that in. So you bring some cream and a little milk to simmer.
Okay.
Put them into a pan with the lid. Put the lid on for 8 minutes. That's it. Then take your fish out. And then you're going to make a sauce out of that cream. So what you're going to add is a little corn flour and water. What else? A bay leaf, some nutmeg, salt and pepper, and some white cheddar grated. Gorgeous sauce. Excuse me. And
that was a sensational burp.
As I inhaled a sandwich on the way in. You put that into a dish. And then meanwhile, back at the ranch, get yourself some mashed potatoes, steaming, and some broccoli. Put the broccoli in with the fish and the sauce on top, and then mashed potatoes with loads of milk, cheese and egg yolk, salt and pepper, and then put that on top.
Lovely.
Into your oven, but you have to eat it when it's warm, because if it's too hot, you just burn your mouth.
Yeah.
So you have to make it, take it out, leave it there.
Again, is that one of those, could you eat it the next day? Could you fridge it and eat it?
I actually came home the next day, whatever day that was, I can't remember, I've lost track of the days. And I said, I'll have that now for my tea.
Mm.
And then I drank wine and I forgot about it. So I was down in bed like 7 hours later. I was like, Dermot texting him going, will you take the fish pie out of the warmer? But yes, it will be even nicer the next day. It'll be like a shepherd's pie.
So for people who are starting their fish journey, cod, we mentioned, is a great one.
Yeah.
There's other one, monkfish, very steaky. It's a lovely fish. My particular favourite fish is sea bass. I love sea bass. And other people love salmon and trout, but for me it would be the sea
bass. Sea bass is a white fish, so it's kind of like cod.
Yeah. Delicious, it really is. And it's steaky, so if you don't like the texture, I know that for Jane it would be the texture of fish.
Yeah.
Wouldn't like the flakiness or something like that. Would that. They're just great. And restaurants do them up in such lovely different sauces. I wouldn't be one now that would like, I wouldn't like want shellfish with my fish. I'd want fish.
Fish.
I wouldn't want prawns. I want fish.
I like prawns, but they've got that little spiny thing and it grosses me out.
The little thick.
No, the little black. It's like their poo line.
Is it their esophagus or is it their dirty protest line?
It's there from their mouth to their arse and you have to take it out and it's all gross. But it's their poo. So yeah, I can't be dealing with that.
These are the things that we need to get over if we're to start liking fish.
I know. I do like crab claws.
One time when I was in college, one of the lads' uncles came and brought us for dinner, and they arrived out with the bowl of the crab claws and the bowl of water, and my friend started. He started souping in the water, and they're going, "That's for your fingers." But I had never had crab before, and I was going, "I'm not sure about this now." It was lovely.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Yeah, it really was lovely.
Well, that was my very, very tasty fish pie.
Fish pie. Again, is that available
that
on your page?
That recipe is on my IGTV, except on the recipe from my IGTV, it is what?
What's IGTV?
Instagram TV.
IGTV.
Yeah. Instagram. It's on my page under my IGTV. They're all listed there. Go to IGTV, go into the top left, you'll see series, and in there, all my recipes. They've made it really bloody difficult to find.
Right.
Listed with titles, so that's the way around it.
Can you not go into Instagram, like, is there a search button where you could just say fish pie?
Yeah, no. Well, you can, but not on my page.
Okay.
So yeah, it's in there, but it has a, like I did the potato top. You could also do a breadcrumb and cheese and butter crunchy top. That's what's on my page. So just replace that with mashed potato.
We like mashed potatoes.
Hungry now. That's why I have chicken dinner on.
I have a chicken dinner on. I cooked my chicken this morning and my ham is on as we speak. So all I have to do when I go home is the spuds.
Yeah, I've got my spuds and veg peel there. I'll text him on the way up going, put the spuds on.
Yeah, I did. I cooked yesterday's dinner as well. I'll cook today's dinner and we'll probably do takeout tomorrow.
Yeah, very good.
Anyway, right, Caesar salad.
Caesar salad was another one I made this week because we had a couple of nice fine days. And you know, you're like kind of getting into that, you're not really feeling like heavy dinners. So I got the yummy lettuce. There's a name on it now, but I can't for the life of me remember it. Roman lettuce, is it? It's like the big leaves.
Okay.
And I made my own sauce, which was a little bit of Dijon mustard, a little garlic, some parmesan, mayonnaise, salt and pepper. I don't like the capers in my Caesar salads. No. I remember when I was pregnant with Grace, we went to, what's that fancy hotel in Dublin? The Powers Court.
Okay.
Beautiful lobby, and we ordered lunch. And I ordered the Caesar salad, and it came with loads of capers. I was like, oh, for God's sake. Can't eat it. But anyways, I made this, fried up the chicken with lovely seasoning, and it was so tasty.
Very good.
And the sauce was great, actually. The dressing, I kept it in a jar. Really nice in sandwiches.
Oh, yeah.
The next day, I had some chicken left over.
Mm.
So yeah, lots of people were looking for that, so I must do a little demo on that. I have lots to demo, actually, that, including the lemon curd buns, which I trialled. I got cool muffin cases. You know them cool muffin cases that you see in, like, bakeries?
Yeah.
They're like brown paper. I got them, so I was like, I have to make something with these now. So I made lemon curd buns, really good, with a, god damn it, I can't even think of the name, schnitzel top or some sort of, it begins with an S, it's a German word.
Well, schnitzel is German.
Is it schnitzel? Hold on. And what it is basically, like, it's like a crumble, it's like flour and butter and sugar, and you mix it up with your fingers.
That's not schnitzel.
It's not schnitzel.
Schnitzel, I think, is pork. Schnitzel is pork. Like it's breaded pork, I think.
Yes, you're right. Here, hold on. what's it called?
Oh, we love people. Oh, yeah. Certain things in podcasts.
S-T-E-U-S-E-L. Struzel?
No, strudel, not strudel.
No, it's not strudel. Struzel. Struzel. So basically, the struzel is like flour, sugar, butter, mix it all up with your fingers. So you make your muffin mix, put it in, then you put the lovely lemon curd in. I use the G's jam. Should lemon have got curd. The
camera. For people who are listening to this, I get the full, visual. Yes, I get the sensational side. Go on.
See, I'm really bad at explaining things, but I'm okay at it. Kind of like
if you're looking at you.
If you were German, you'd know exactly what I was talking about. Or Chinese, I understand by her hand language. So they were really good.
Lemon curd buns. What's a lemon curd bun? Is it just a queen cake that tastes like lemon?
No, we were in Galway and we got them in a bakery and I was like, these are really, I'm not going to say the word, but they were really moist. Really good.
I thought you were going to say, they were really sensational.
It's my new word. I need to change absolutely with sensational. I say absolutely a lot. So off there, I went home going, how to make really nice lemon buns moist. So it's actually, the trick is buttermilk and sunflower oil in the mix of other things. So I made them, make the mix, and then poured them into the muffin cases with like a teaspoon of lemon curd. Then put your streusel on top, bake it, and they were fab.
Oh, brilliant.
They were really nice. So I'm going to demo them this week. A lot of demos to do this
week. Were they very lemony?
No, because I only used one lemon, but if you wanted them to be really lemony, you could use two.
Yeah, wouldn't be offended that too much over lemony.
And you could change it up then again. You could just go Madeira or almond or chocolate chip.
Yeah.
You know.
Blueberry.
Yeah.
All good.
So that was that. And my new arrival came.
Oh!
The fridge.
Actually, I do know that. I sounded like I'm surprised, but he did tell me during the week that it had to, the way you tell me. And then the way he tells me.
Why?
Are there two completely different stories?
Why?
He was like, the shagging thing wouldn't go through the back door. It wouldn't go through the patio door. I had to go through the fucking front door. And I said, I think you're getting your way though, are you? That you won't have to walk around the island.
It's actually where I didn't want it to be. And it's actually okay. But I am getting my way. I won't have to walk around the island.
Yes.
The whole thing is, did you now know the fridges have to be plumbed? Because there's water
in
the ice.
Because, you know, it's such a difficult thing. There's water in your tap, but you could walk 5 yards further to your fridge and get colder water.
Oh yeah, it's not. I'm not bothered. I'm like, whatever. But wait to see, I'll become like a sensational snob. I need my water at such a degree temperature. So the fridge is there. It's literally just landed in the middle of the kitchen, and I can guarantee you, I'll have to have some sort of a serious camera crew or someone coming. For him to make the unit.
And are you using it? Is there stuff in it?
Oh yeah, like I did the shop and it came and he was like, well, leave it there now for 3 weeks till I have the unit done. I was like, are you kidding me? I said, not a notion.
Yeah.
You're not to put that up on Instagram because it's like, there's no unit. I was like, that's not going to happen. So I spent the entire day like, and then I ran off into town and bought more Tupperware. Came home, put everything into the Tupperware, into the fridge. Open. I spent the day looking at it. It is class.
Oh, very good. Okay. I have lots of questions. Local buy?
Oh, yeah. Sheridan Electric.
Oh, very good.
Yeah,
okay.
I always bought our stuff off them. That's so they great. Were great and they got it in for us and delivered it. I wasn't there when it came. So.
I was going to say, do you take an old one away? But sure, you can't. But we're calling you now Sarah Three Fridges,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, I know.
Sensational Sarah with her three fridges.
It's handy, the little one beside the sink for like milk.
Yeah.
You know.
What's the one in the utility
there's
for
there? There's more things going into that one now. I was like, I don't want to have to walk around the island. So the cheese is in there.
What's in the utility one? What's that one for?
No, there isn't one in the utility. There's one on the far side.
Oh, that's far side. Yeah. What's that for?
That might become the booze fridge.
Yeah, we have one. I've actually.
Booze fridge is good.
Oh, I filled with bottles. Yeah. And, it was fabulous, clinkety clankety morning, yeah. Making bottles nice and cold. So it's arrived. When will we see it? Probably
it's up,
by
it's
Christmas.
Up. Yeah.
Oh, you put a picture of it up. I thought you weren't allowed.
No, but what do they say? You'd rather be. What's that saying?
Hung for a sheep as for a lamb.
No, I'd rather be forgiven.
No, we'd ask.
For forgiveness or plead for.
We did a whole podcast on that once.
We did.
We can't remember.
Yeah, well, you know what I mean.
Okay, we move on to almond milk.
Yes.
So you've switched. You switched for a trial period.
Dairy and very interesting. You know the way I have this. It was actually you said it to me a long time ago. I'd say you have some sort of dairy intolerance because Grace does it too, or else it's a habit, or just when you're sensational. That's how you talk. So I said, okay, I'm going to try this like Alpro whatever yeah. is that?
It's one of the banks, yeah.
So I got that in the coconut, and then, of course, you copied me.
I did.
But I found that I had kind of got a bit of a belly out of nowhere. And I was like, I have a little pooch, but, like, this was a bigger pooch. And I was like, what's going on here? Never decked that it could possibly be the Alpro. So this went.
Okay.
So that went from my throat, but I got a belly.
And is there many calories in
there's not.
In almond
milk?
Well, almond. Is it almond milk?
Taking it, and my belly's gone back to normal.
Okay, because I was just thinking there, because there is other ones. You can get oat.
All right.
You can also get coconut.
I'll stay with my cows. Yeah.
And we'll just have to put up with the sensational.
But yeah, you think like, oh, super healthy. That.
Well, actually, I love the way that you went. I got a bit of a pooch, and then I went, oh, it must be that. I would say, oh God, I got a bit of a pooch. Wouldn't be anything to do with the pizzas and the chips and the burgers and the shite I was eating.
Well, if I was eating shite, I'd say completely, but I wasn't eating shite, so that was even more annoying. Also, I haven't even been eating shite. Moving on.
This all has to stay in, by the way, because we can't edit it because it's the Sunday. So we just have to live.
Sensational shite.
We might pick that one up for a little bit of an old promo during the week. Okay, so that's almond milk gone. We're back to dairy. Cow can't go wrong. Maybe, you know, just thinking out loud, for your tea, try goat's milk.
Yeah, yeah. That's what the kids were on for years.
You're going to say that's never going to happen.
No, I love my glass of milk.
Irish paddy spuds.
So funny, the day I made Dermot's Caesar salad. So, and of course, I have to make everything look so pretty because it has to be photographed afterwards. So you're there with the light and it's like moving it around. So I had this gorgeous maid and I made baked potatoes because, like, can you imagine if I just gave him a Caesar salad?
Where's the potatoes?
Yeah, so I had to make the baked potatoes and they were gorgeous. Gave him the salad with the spuds. I said to him afterwards, did you like that? Because that's what I say to him after every single thing he eats. Was that nice?
And has he ever said, actually?
Yeah, he has. Yeah. If something is made without love, if we're fighting and I'm throwing something together.
That wasn't great.
There was no love added into that.
Oh, that's okay. That's right for your argument. But has he ever turned around to you and said, genuinely, that's one of the worst things I've ever eaten?
Yeah, he has. But it probably has been a trial and it was shite. So anyway,
famous in our house for a situation from probably 25 years ago over an orange chicken experiment.
Orange chicken.
It was horrendous.
So annoying.
And I had to say it was horrendous. Because if I didn't say it was horrendous, I'd get it again the next week. I didn't want it. So I said, that's the worst thing I've ever tasted in my life. I was in the bad books for a long time.
Oh God, yeah, it's really insulting.
It is.
Insulting. So anyways, I said to him, did you like that now, the Caesar salad?
Did you like that?
He said, yeah, but like, I'd eat it all again.
Yeah.
I was like, you're such a pain in the
butt. Did you know that salads, like commercial salads, can be very, very calorific?
Of course they
are. You know that, with the sauces.
You're as well to have, the amount of, I was making up the sauce going, people think salads are healthy.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, if you have an olive oil and a balsamic dressing, that's fine. But like the lovely creamy sauces, packed garlic. What have you got in there? Mustard, mayonnaise. It's basically mayonnaise and Parmesan cheese.
Yeah, and then you're looking at for the commercial ones. They are going to be top loaded with salt.
Yeah, massively.
So sometimes
it's not
again,
always the healthier option.
Go look at your labels if you're buying
you
a commercial
do
one.
Feel, like if you're starving and you have a salad, you're not going to feel massively satisfied.
No,
unless you have garlic bread and baked potatoes with it.
Yeah, you need something. I definitely need something, yeah.
Yeah, so I had to give him another portion of it.
So
how
do we get to Irish
paddy
spuds?
Is there any more spuds? I had just posted like on my page, like, spuds. Like, he has to have spuds.
Yeah.
The amount of people that came back to me going, my husband is exactly the same. Mm. There's no spuds. Like, if we're doing pasta, he's like, have we no spuds? Risotto, I don't think I've ever made risotto in my life.
Without putting spuds with it?
He won't eat risotto. He's like, what's this? Don't like it. Don't like the texture.
Ooh. Risotto's lovely, actually.
Love risotto.
Mm. And it's very filling. You don't need a lot of it.
It's really nice.
You have to, risotto is one of those, whenever I have risotto, I have to remember in my head that that I don't need another portion of it.
I know, because you're so full in 10 minutes time.
Yeah, you're going, oh, that was a disaster.
Love risotto, but no, paddy.
He's spuds.
He's got different ideas.
We like our spuds. A couple of listeners' questions. Are you ready for these?
Yeah.
I don't have that many. Actually, one of them was about your fridge because we were all on the edge of our seat waiting, so we got that. That's updated. Who's this? This one, oh, Kira sent this one in. Who? How long will a meringue last for? And do you keep it in the fridge? Because we talked about meringue last week, the stacked meringue.
Yeah, it's great. You can make it ahead if you're having people over confirmation. Make the meringue ahead and then just assemble. It will keep in a biscuit tin for weeks if it is the meringue that's really well cooked.
Okay.
That it's not soft in the middle.
Okay. And this is before you put the fresh cream on it.
Yes,
and that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it really depends on how long you cook it for. If you put it in a slow oven for 5 hours, it's going to be like proper meringue where it's like chalk.
Mm-hmm.
If you put it in for an hour and a half, it's going to be
chewy. Yeah.
So if you leave that, then they begin to seep after a few days. The sugar seeps out of it.
Okay.
So what I do is I'll cook it for about 3.5 hours. So you've got the kind of chew and chalk. And I'll store it. Who has room in the fridge? Well, now that I've got a sensational new fridge, I do. I do. Does anybody need to put the meringue in the fridge? Because I've got room in mine.
And for a full pig and whatever else you need. Yeah. Yay.
But pre that, I used to just put it in the grill. Or in an oven that wasn't on.
Yeah, leave it there.
Just cover it in tinfoil for the night before and then take it out and assemble it.
We talked last week. Mm-hmm. It was last week about bananas. You came with some very interesting facts about bananas.
Mm-hmm.
They're all available from episode 49. What bananas do, all that kind of stuff. And a listener, a lovely listener, a lovely dear listener, follower of ours on this podcast, sent us in some banana facts.
No. I'm sorry. Oh, my God, no, that one in.
Am I that boring?
No, I'm just ran 10K. Like,
come on.
Bloody whacked.
Banana facts. Bananas float in water.
Do they?
Yeah.
If an egg floats, it's off, you know.
Yes.
That's a good way to test your egg. But if it sinks, it's good.
Yes. If you rub the inside of a banana peel on a scrape or a burn, it will help the pain to go away. Keep the swelling down and keep the wound from getting infected.
No.
Bit like a duck.
Did you ever, as a kid, with your teeth, eat the inside skin of the banana? Do that, like, scrape it with your bottom teeth. The stuff that's on the banana skin, inside. Did you ever do that?
No.
It makes your gums feel really weird.
Does it?
Yeah, kind of makes them feel really weird. Try it.
I'm going to try it today. That's straight home. That's my bank holiday sorted. To whiten teeth naturally, rub the inside of a banana peel on your teeth for about 2 minutes every night. No.
I don't think that's worse.
If you gargle with salt water, this will heighten the effect.
Oh.
Expect results in about 2 weeks. It works because of the effect of the potassium, magnesium and manganese in the banana peel.
Oh, God.
So when you were doing that thing as a kid, that's why you've got beautiful teeth.
Oh, no, that's the bloody...
Sensational
the
teeth.
That's braces and bleach. The bleach strips.
Not sensational.
It's not sore. They can stay on for another 10 minutes.
My teeth are crumbly. Crumbly, they're very white crumbly. Bananas make great conditioner that helps restore dry, damaged hair.
I'll tell you a story. They also say that mayonnaise is very good as a leave-in mask. And I did this in about first year.
For your hair or your face?
My hair.
Oh my God.
And of course, you know, like Flannelly style.
You just went to the jar.
It says a tablespoon. I just the whole jar.
Oh my God.
Included in my roots. I did the whole lot. Like you mentioned, like do it at the ends. Wherever I read this, and my hair was greasy.
Yeah.
I swear to God, for about 2 months, I could not get the mayonnaise out.
Oh
I got slagged so bad. I walked out of school one day like bawling, crying, because my own friends were laughing so hard at me. So don't put mayonnaise in your hair. I don't know about bananas.
Oh, we give the best advice. Mash a banana, add a tablespoon of heavy cream and a tablespoon of honey to the mixture, then apply it to the dry hair, cover your hair with a shower cap, and then wrap your head in a warm towel. Leave it for an hour. They'll have flies.
I don't know. You're the one giving this advice.
And then rinse thoroughly with warm water before shampooing. Rubbing a banana peel on your forehead can help cure a headache.
That's a load of shite, David. That's no way that's true.
This is the lovely listener sent this in.
Oh my God.
You're insulting the lovely
listener.
Sorry. Bananas are technically berries.
Yes, they are.
You're so tired.
Because they grow in a bunch.
So tired. You can use the inside of a banana peel to clean and polish leather suits, shoes.
I've heard that, yeah.
And banana peels are also a good silver polish. Just rub silver on the inside of a peel and then buff with a cloth.
No. Well, when I had done my fridge demo, of course, I was like, all the food has to go in the fridge to pack it up. So I just threw the bananas in. Now, I used to keep my bananas in my old fridges, but they obviously weren't the correct temperature.
Yeah, no, you don't do that.
Because they're now all black.
Yeah.
But the amount of people that were like, banana in the fridge, and I was like, oh, can you look at the amazing fridge, please? Never mind the bananas. But yeah, I'd say my old fridges were not the correct temperature.
Bananas in the fridge, by the way, they will go black quicker.
Yeah.
But the insides will stay a little bit fresher, apparently.
Really?
I've read that.
Have
someplace.
You?
Yeah,
okay.
I didn't just make that up.
Yeah, no, because Dermatology said the bananas are gone all black. And I was like, but they never did that in the old fridges.
Yeah.
Mm.
The old fridges were not sensational. Do you want to check your phone?
No, I don't. I just took it away from the thing in case it buzzes.
Your eyes keep looking at it.
I'm sitting on it.
Like a hen. Okay. Is that our food done?
That's our food.
Thank you for all the lovely questions.
My meal planners are here on Tuesday, so we'll have them ready to rock in the next week or two.
Oh, okay. So we talked about these last week. This is where you're sorting people's lives out and busy people, lots going on. So the planners, A3, which we found out what size A3 is, it's two A4s. And there's going to be, they can rip them off. They're not going to be dated by days or whatever.
Yeah, you write your own dates.
So you do whatever you want, you use them however you want, and you even get a lovely pen to go with them.
And two lovely pads, one for your shopping list and one for your to-do and organisation.
Okay, so keep
it
close.
So they were actually due to be done on Friday, as was I had a dental appointment on Friday that I had to cancel because of the awards, that I didn't win in, and now I have to wait 6 weeks to get another dentist appointment.
And are you in trouble? Or
no,
is it
but
just
I really need
them?
To get them cleaned.
Oh, yes, okay, yeah.
But so
it is like that, yeah.
I had to put the planners off until Tuesday, so they will be ready to go in the next, hopefully, week to 10 days.
Keep an eye on the page.
Yeah.
Detective in the storeroom. What's that about?
So I was off going for a spin around the last day with my mother in the car, and we passed this fella walking a dog, and she said, "Well, that's your man, Detective Johnny." I said, "All right." She said, "Remember when we had the B&B? He was in the storeroom for like a weekend." I said, "What? Where? These dodgy people came to rent rooms, remember that?"
Oh.
So these dodgy people came and they said, "Hello, Breeda, have you got 5 rooms? "I do." And then went, "Oh God, these guys are a bit dodgy." So she rang the guards and was like, "These guys are a bit dodgy." And they were like, or else the guards saw their cars and came down and said, "These guys are dodgy." But anyways, whatever, between the jigs and the reels, the detective spent the entire weekend in the storeroom, which is probably a room that's about 5 foot squared with shelving right to the ceiling where we used to keep cereal and everything.
Yes.
And he was in there. We had to bug their rooms. So their rooms were bugged, unbeknownst to them.
God.
And he was in the storeroom with the headphones because they thought they were like dealing drugs or going to kill someone. I can't remember because I was small. Yeah. But she said, I was like, "That's right, your man in the store."
Wow.
With all his equipment around him.
God.
Yeah. So it's just a bit of a blast from the past when she had the B&B.
When I saw a detective in the store, I thought it was Dermot had found your stash of stuff, your chocolates. And
no, he's proper detective. No, it wasn't that detective.
Did we ever find out what happened or what? Was there any arrests made?
No, not in our house. Anyways, they continued on to follow them, but they didn't do anything in our house.
Oh, God.
But
okay.
Yeah. Very interesting.
Obviously, not everybody that turns up to the B&B is going to be, you know, some people are going to have interesting pasts.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay, so we're done food, we're done stories. What have we got? I have loads of questions here to ask you about your weekend, but we've answered all those already. Oh, yes. So we're 50 in.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, you keep catching me. It's not that I'm bored, but I'm like,
it is just,
I'm so tired.
It's the most insulted I've ever been.
I'm sorry.
And I've never ran
that much.
If I was trying to chat a woman up in the pub and she was looking at me like you were and just constantly yawning.
Just as well, I'm not going to chat anyone up then.
With these big, heavy, sleepy eyes.
God, 10K's long. It's not even that, it's the adrenaline.
Yeah.
Like as you're coming to the end, I was like, I'm going to puke and fall on the ground, but I have to keep running because everyone's looking at me.
When we used to run together, you were a great woman for the spirit. For the.
Oh yeah, I couldn't do that today.
Yeah, you can't do that with this company. To clear.
Oh yeah, great one.
You have to clear it out. The question I have is, because we're up to 50 episodes of this podcast, what have we learned since we started?
What have we learned? A lot of random facts, I suppose.
Chop of my head. Terrier teeth.
Terrier teeth. I was talking to somebody recently who has terrier teeth, but I couldn't obviously say, "You've got terrier teeth too."
It's when we're particularly passionate about something, the terrier teeth come out.
Yeah.
A la a terrier dog.
Yeah.
white cabbage. I mean, who knew? This time last year, I wouldn't have put white cabbage near anything. Now I have it with my cornflakes.
It's in everything.
My Viennetta.
Yeah.
White cabbage, please.
White cabbage is the bomb.
Johnny Down the Road. There was another one. Everybody's Johnny Down the Road. If they're not here with us now, then they're Johnny Down the Road.
Yeah, Johnny Down the Road.
And what else did we learn?
We learned a lot about bananas.
You've the memory of a goldfish. You can only remember what we've talked about in the last 4 minutes.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can't remember the other 49 episodes we've done before that.
We learned a lot. Oh,
now you're yawning on the microphone. So let's just go back and see.
We did. We learned a lot and talked about a lot of random things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bananas. I'm going through my book now to see have we actually learnt anything, or have we taught anybody anything?
Well, I hope that we've taught people things.
Well, little things about
little things
cooking,
and
yeah.
Top tips.
I look back here, one of the early episodes we talked about climbing the reek. We've never climbed the reek, have we? That never happened.
I don't really. Can you imagine me after climbing the reek? Look at me after the running 10K.
You might as well do the whole weekend out of it. You've done the awards, you've done the Mayo Day, and now you've done
imagine
the 10K.
If I turned around and said to him, I think we should climb the reek tomorrow. You'd be like, you've definitely lost the plot.
Are we that stuck for content that we have to climb the reek now, is it?
Yeah, no.
Maybe listeners can tell us, have they learnt anything in the last 50 episodes?
Yeah, do let us know.
And is there anybody, actually, who's been listening since day one and has the 50, this one included, clocked up? I wonder, is there anybody?
That'd be cool.
Anybody. Anybody out there?
Anybody out there?
Send us an email.
Is there anybody out there?
To sarahbutler@home@gmail.com. Are you ready for quickfire?
Yeah, I love quickfire.
There's only two.
Ah, Jesus.
There's only two.
Sect.
Beans on toast or spaghetti hoops on toast?
Beans on toast.
Yeah, you. You're a family.
I love beans.
Family members are against the spaghetti hoops on toast. You never had spaghetti hoops on toast?
I did, yeah, but it's real watery, the sauce.
It is a bit watery. I'll grant you that.
The beans.
Beans on toast.
Yeah.
If you're stuck, just beans
and
on toast.
With cheese on top is nice too.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We talked about that a few weeks ago. Somebody,
it's,
I told you that.
Thing.
Somebody said it to me and said, have you enjoyed cheese on that?
Yeah, it's a thing.
And the final quickfire question for this week. Would you rather smell of fish or would you rather smell of milk for the rest of your life?
Milk.
You know, they say that, as you know, we talked about before, when you walk into somebody's house, every house has a smell.
Yes.
So we can identify smells, and you can walk into your family home and you can get a smell.
Why is that? Why
I don't
is
know.
That?
I don't know. What is it? But slightly different in everybody's houses. I can still remember walking into my friends' houses as kids.
Yeah,
and
the
as you walk
smell.
In as an adult.
It's so weird when you walk in as an adult and you're like, oh my God, that's the smell of the house. Yeah.
Their house has that smell.
What is it though? It's
95%
really
of the time it's good. 5% of the time it's shocking.
Yeah, but still, it's a smell. So is it like a mix of detergents or what they
what
cook?
They wash their clothes in, what they cook, what they generally eat.
Yeah.
Well, they do say that for Japan, Japanese people, we would get an aura of fish.
Really?
And they would get an aura of milk, dairy of us.
Really?
It must be the amount that we consume.
Jesus.
We don't consume enough fish this side, and
I'd definitely rather smell of milk.
But gone off milk, Sarah.
Oh God, I permanently gross. Grace loves milk.
Yeah.
So she'll have like a big glass of it or a big bottle of it, you know, these sports bottles. And then she might leave one down the side of the couch and you'll find it 3 weeks later. Like, I actually had cheese during the week.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't make the butter. I need to do that. But yeah, it drives me mad and it is absolutely stink.
Yeah, it's rank.
So smelly.
Yeah, or if you spill it on the car.
Oh,
it's
worst
rank.
Thing. Worst thing you can spill on the car.
Milk.
Yeah.
So do you really want to smell a gone off milk? Although smelling the fish.
Fish is manky.
Oh, fishy.
No, definitely milk.
And that is our lot for the podcast this week. Sorry for being a little bit late, but Sensational Sarah was very,
very, very, very busy.
Very busy. And I reckon by the time this hits, by the time this hits the podcast platforms, you will be fast asleep.
I'm going to have to like pull in on the way home.
Are you going to do a power nap, you reckon?
Power nap. I can't do them power naps. No, I just sooner just stay awake and go to bed. If I power nap, I'm like, I'm tired. I
feel like a pig afterwards.
Yeah.
I do a power nap on a Friday. It's a very, very good thing.
Great.
But I do feel very sick.
It was one of my things for my New Year's resolutions was to do 10-minute cat naps. But I just got...
You know that ad on the telly where you see your man, it says pull in and set your phone for 15 minutes and go to sleep. I was thinking, firstly...
It's like two eyes uncontrollable yawn, and like you can actually not stop yourself yawning.
This was
horrible.
Supposed to be a celebration of 50 points. I mean, last week you said, oh, what will we do for our 50th? Let's do loads of stuff.
Yeah, well, like, unfortunately, if we had babysitters, we could have done it from the pub. But kids just ruin everything when it comes to celebrating.
Anyway, that ad, he sits in the car and he's got 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And he sets his alarm and he settles out for 15 minutes. I was thinking, like, I'd be for the first 5 minutes going, of only 10 minutes.
Completely. I'd be the same. And then you'd be like, well, I just reset it again for another 15 minutes. And you'd be just asleep and the alarm would go off.
No, you'd be just going, you know, I'd be at home if I didn't do this. I'll just go home then. And that's where we're going right now. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Of course, you can email sarahbutleratehome@gmail.com. You can find Sarah on Instagram, sarahbutleratehomeofficial. You'll find us on Twitter @butlerpodcast.
Don't forget to leave a review subscribe.
See you next week.
You won't want me running with you again now because it makes me too tired.